This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies arrested 18-year-old Trinidad resident Dominic Darnley on Wednesday as part of an investigation into a runaway juvenile from Merced who was reported missing in October. The missing juvenile's phone was tracked to a trailer court in Trinidad, and when deputies contacted Darnley in October, he said that he and the juvenile, who had met online, had not been in contact since September. Atwater Police, who made the missing persons report, then provided additional information to the sheriff's office that the juvenile had been seen in Darnley's trailer. Deputies responded to the scene and initially detained Darnley, and after the missing teenager was located inside, he was arrested and booked for contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Coast Central Credit Union has awarded grants totaling $50,000 to six local organizations as part of its community investment program. Special Olympics, North Coast Growers Association, Trinity Food Outreach, Blue Lake School, Humboldt Bay Fire, and the Library Foundation all received money from the program. Additionally, Coast Central announced that beginning in 2018, they will increase the amount of grant funding from $100,000 to $200,000. The Community Investment Program will also get a new name in honor of the man who created it in 2008. It will now be known as the Dean G. Christensen Community Investment Program, named after the recently retired CEO, Dean Christensen. Reno police shot and killed a Humboldt County native during an active shooter incident at the Montage condominium complex in downtown Reno on Tuesday. 30-year-old Lucas Stone, who lived at the condo, fired dozens of rounds out a window and into the street before he was shot and killed by Reno SWAT. There were no other fatalities, and only one person suffered a minor injury. Detectives believe Stone acted alone and that the shooting was not a pre-planned event. The county search and rescue team, along with friends and family of 70-year-old Hoopa man Rudy Enong, went searching for him after he was reported missing Wednesday morning near Big Hill in Hoopa. Enong was found early yesterday morning near Highway 96 and said he had gotten caught in the dark while hunting mushrooms and remained in the Mill Creek drainage overnight before attempting to find his way back to the roadway. The Del Norte County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating a wanted man who was considered armed and dangerous. 21-year-old Micah Modi was scheduled to appear in court yesterday in Crescent City after he was convicted of drugs and firearms offenses, but he failed to show. A $50,000 warrant was issued in his name, and the Del Norte County Sheriff's Office has posted recent booking photos of Modi to its Facebook page. Highway 299 has seen plenty of closures over the past year. Mud and rock slides, wildfires, and ongoing construction have led to detours, long delays, and road closures. If you're going to use 299 next week, be prepared for more detours at Buckhorn Summit. Caltrans will have work crews out painting stripes on Monday and Tuesday during business hours. Traffic control and short delays can be expected. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.